Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
As you all know, my wife, much, much more successful than I am. She has
don't do that.
She has a real job where she's like,
okay, you understand that the rest of us do your job as well. So you're saying none of us have a real job.
Well, you're gonna do it better than I do it.
No, I don't think that's true.
Well, she's got a real job with she's just gotten like moved up. So now she's hiring somebody to work. Like she's going to be a boss. She's going to be a manager. She's hiring her first.
Oh yeah,
employee.
Employee. I wanted to say underling. I knew that wasn't right.
Cringing minion.
Okay. Yes. So she's going through this process of hiring her first person. She's a little nervous because it's her first one. Like she wants to nail it. And a couple things here. First, hearing her talk about the requirements and stuff. I think she's stricter on these people she's hiring than she was with me to get married.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to work with you, man.
I feel like I'm like, I don't think I would pass any of these tests. And
do you know how we've talked about this? I don't know if we've ever said it on the air, but like when we were hiring Erica, when we were going through the process, some of the people who interviewed her would talk to me and go, here's some of the questions I asked her. And I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, I would not get hired by this Raiders.
Okay. So it's a big deal that I got hired.
When they're like, if you're a tree, what kind of like dog would you want to pee on you? It's like not even the real question. Like, I want to be the mighty oak or whatever, but they have this spin to it. Like, what is that even? I could not, this day and age, I could not pass an interview, even at McDonald's, I don't think. I should go, we should all go apply for jobs and see who gets one. Let's try.
I just did this. It's so painful.
You're right. You got it.
It's PTSD, man.
You're so good at
don't
it.
Don't make me do it again.
I'm right. Sounds amazing. In the box. Sorry, it's not coming back out.
Okay, sorry.
So this you're leading me where I wanted to be leaded here.
Okay.
Because I agree with you wholeheartedly. Because she told me this stat, and this is, I don't know if this is the changing times. This is something I don't think Slacker has ever heard of. I bet the girls have heard of it. I bet Erica and Aaron have.
Okay.
So she has said she's talked to dozens of people. Let's say 50 people she's interviewed.
What?
And she has told me that she's been shocked because after the interview, nobody
has reached out,
has followed up with an email.
Mm-hmm. No thank you email?
Yeah. That's so important.
Wait, you're supposed to do that?
Thank you email is how I got my start in radio.
What?
Sorry, it wasn't an email. It was a handwritten note and a Starbucks gift card to my now very close friend. But at the time, she was my boss when I was an intern. And I was like, thank you for an amazing semester. Keep me in mind. And a year later, she says she always kept that card in her center console in her car. And she was in need of a producer.
The Starbucks card or the?
The written card. Okay. The handwritten card. And she was in need of a producer. And she went to them and said, where is that Erica girl?
Shut up. No, really?
That's literally how I got my start in radio.
I am.
I knew it.
I don't even do it. I don't even thank people who genuinely deserve it, let alone someone who just interviewed me. You're welcome for interviewing me.
And that's why it doesn't work out.
Let's make sure you never lose your job.
That's just what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
I would feel like, aren't you bothering them again? You're annoying them. Like, I already thank you for the opportunity. And I tell, I would
you
definitely
said that on
say
your way out.
In person. Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't know that you I would it. Think of,
it's what are you going to say that you didn't just say?
You just say again, thank you so much. I look forward to XYZ about the job. Please keep me in mind and let's keep in touch. And they always answer and they go, yeah, let's keep in touch. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay.
I understand why me as the dinosaur in the room have never heard of this, but then why haven't you, Hack?
I feel like, first off, this is more dinosaur
behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important now, because no one else does it.
Exactly. No one's doing it. And that's you
so
both.
So you think she'd hire one of the people if they had just done that, they would have put them ahead of everybody else.
They would immediately go to number one.
They would. Because I think it would show something that everyone else is clearly lacking. And yep. I think because you two both had like a visceral reaction of like, they're not doing that. And I think, I don't know if it's a generational thing, if we're not teaching that anymore, or if people don't know that you're supposed to do it. I don't
which
know.
Is better, lazy. Though, then? Is the email enough? Or because there's something about this is weird. We've talked about thank you notes before. And then I helped T-Hack out with a negotiation with the bosses a couple years ago. Mm. And you gave me a handwritten. He has stationery. Which is
very
that right there. That's like kind of next level. Having your own stationery is like dope.
I have a handwritten note from T-Hack on his own stationery hung up in my wall.
In my office. Like, I was going through my junk drawer and I'm just pitching everything. And I'm like, I'll never pitch that note.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I think I saw Aaron's like note when I was crying in her office the other day.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to get you your own note.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.